Dave was in training in the Scotch College grounds on the 8th October of last year, when all of a sudden and without any warning the tyre of the leader broke, and becoming at once entangled in the wheel, brought the rider to the ground with terrific force. So great was the impact that not a single limb or member of the unfortunate cyclist's frame escaped serious injury. There poor Dave lay, betwixt life and death, a victim of hemorrhage, spinal disease, pleurisy, dysentery, complete paralysis of the body, and locomotor ataxy. It remained for Dr. Williams' pink pills to effect a radical and complete cure. In May last, Kirk commenced taking Dr. Williams' pink pills for pale people, with, as may well be imagined, but slender hopes of regaining his once robust strength and spirits. Gradually the sense of numbness began to disappear, and the extremities acquired by degrees their wonted healthy glow and warmth. A few days ago, Dave Kirk let one of his bikes out on hire to a certain individual, who, it seems, was possessed of so bad a memory that he forgot to return the machine to its owner. Dave kept a sharp lookout for this dishonest customer, with whom, as luck would have it, he came up a few evenings ago in Elizabeth Street. Kirk made a dash for the thief, and a hand-to-hand struggle ensued. With a dexterous effort, Kirk managed to get his man into a cab, and took him unceremoniously to the lock-up, where a charge of theft was laid against the prisoner. That was, perhaps, the most practical evidence of the restored vitality that could well be given on the part of the cycle champion. In common gratitude, the athlete never fails to give the whole credit of his recovery to that wonderful remedy discovered by Dr. Williams. Moreover, Kirk is able to trench a large garden at home and walk 2 miles daily to his business place.